This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. It's Mikey P, Squidbilly, the morning shift. Look, man, we got a lot of things to get into. A lot of action-packed sports weekend. In just a minute, we'll get into Hawks, Atlanta United, some other things that were going on. Obviously, NCAA tournament bracket. It's Kirk Cousins Day in the city of Atlanta. They have agreed to keep him through this March 17th deadline. Before we get there, though, couple things I got to cross off. Of the three of you, how many of y'all have seen any of the White Lotus on Max? I think it's on Max.
But
yeah, it's on Max.
It's on HBO. Yeah.
On Max.
Yes, but it's also, they aired on a regular HBO.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool, but it's on Max.
Yes, but see, here's the problem when you say that. They have Max-only shows.
There's
yes.
no problem.
And they have HBO shows, so you need to be clear, it's HBO Max.
The show's on Max.
Anyways,
continue for yourself.
What, you talking about the third season, or?
No, I said, have you seen any, have you seen any of The White Lotus?
Well, okay. Again, the reason I'm asking is because the third season is in the middle of it. Is this? I think it's like four episodes in.
Right.
So I've watched the first two seasons already.
Okay.
Amy and I. She started the third season without me. I have not yet started the third
left
season.
Oh, you behind, bro. That's brutal.
Well,
man.
I mean, that's fine. I'll catch up quickly.
Dylan, have you seen any of this show?
So it's funny you guys are actually bringing this up. This is the next show that Simone and I are about to start. We just finished a couple of our other shows or caught up on a couple of our other shows. So we are actually about to start White Lotus.
Day-Day, from the beginning. Have you seen it?
No.
Good. Okay.
It's so crazy.
I don't want to give any spoilers.
First two seasons are crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I don't give spoilers of any kind. But here's what I'm going to say. About it. I just finished season one. All right, wife and I watched it for the last week and a half, whatever. The problem I have with this show, and I'm sure we'll knock out season two, and the good thing is it's like True Detective style. It's a lot of different people, I believe, in each season, right? There's some people that are the same, but it's like a different setting for
there
season
is,
two.
So I can go ahead and tell you there is one person, at least one character in season one that's in season two, and even just based on previews I've seen of season three, there is a character that was in season one that has now found her way into season three.
Reappeared in season three. Okay, cool. So I've only seen season one, and this is all I want to say because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I'm not sure that there is any character in this show that is likable. Like, straight up. I'm watching the finale, and there's six episodes in season one. And I got to the end, and it's like one of those things where the credits start rolling, and all the craziness kind of goes down, And wife and I are just sitting there, and I kind of looked at her, and I go, I think I hate every single person in this show.
That's actually part of the beauty of the show.
Yeah, I think it is. Because part of the attraction.
It continues in season two.
Golly.
I can go ahead and tell you, because
every single person I wanted to punch in the face at some point in that show.
Well, the show does a really good job of highlighting the selfishness of human beings.
Yeah.
And how beings, when you're so, it's like how the self-centeredness can weave a web.
Yeah.
Of not only deceit, but just drama and bad things come from this self-centered mindset.
That's exactly what it's about. Like, it's just straight up like what your outlook is. And I don't want to spend any more time on this than we need to.
It's a really good viewing show. Just don't watch it with the kiddos.
It's just funny because I think the interesting part is usually when you look at most shows, some sitcoms, like there's always like an everyman. You know what I mean? There's always like a guy that you're like, oh, that's a good dude. Like, I'd probably be that guy in this show. You know what I mean? Like, Game of Thrones, I think a lot of people vibe with Jon Snow. You know what I mean? Like, just simple dude, right? You look at, like, sitcoms. Let's just call it Big Bang Theory. Like, Leonard's kind of the every dude. He likes the hot blonde chick across the hall. Like, this one did not have one of those. There was no, like, central redeeming character in this entire show.
Well, even go to, like, The Sopranos. All right, The Sopranos was maybe the first show that you've ever watched that you knew the person you loved in the show was also an evil, right?
Yeah.
A monster in a lot of ways, but that was the main character, and that was the guy that you rooted for. In White Lotus, you really find yourself pulling against everybody.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, so I don't know what's going to happen in this finale, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I hope something happens to somebody, because I'm good.
You kind of wish something bad would happen to a whole of them, because they're all bad people.
At certain points, you're looking at it going, yeah, that person could go away, and every single person on the docket belongs under that narrative.
And probably the most likable person in the show is, coincidentally, the most annoying person in the show, and the person that you won't all, that just annoys the ever living crap out of
you. Yeah, don't go any further. I don't want to give anything away. But anyways,
I think we've talked about it enough in code.
It's one of those things where when you talk about TV shows, it's like, you know, I'm not going to give spoilers, but if it's 10 years from now, I'm probably going to lay it out there. Anyways, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, really quick, I want to get into the NASCAR race yesterday. They were at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The winner for his first ever win in the Cup Series was a driver named Josh Berry. If you don't know who this is, all right, and NASCAR is on a little bit of a heater. They've had a good season so far this year. Josh Berry is a first-time winner. This is how Josh Berry was found. All right, he was doing iRacing, which Bo and I do. And he was iRacing against Dale Earnhardt Jr. just online on his computer. They got into a conversation. Dale Jr. says, man, you really know what you're doing. Josh Berry responds, and this is probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Josh Berry responds, can I send you some of my in-car cam videos from real racing? Late models, Nashville Fairground Speedway. Dale Jr. sees him, says, dude, you know what you're doing. You should move to Charlotte. He sleeps on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s couch for like a year. As he's trying to find sponsorship, yeah, and he's working in shops in Charlotte, North Carolina, trying to get a sniff at the NASCAR series. Dale Earnhardt Jr. finally puts him in one of his Xfinity cars a couple of years ago. He gets a win. He has scratched and clawed. He's been fired. He's done everything. Yesterday in the number 21 car, Wood Brothers car, he's able to pull away from the rest of the field and get his first ever NASCAR Cup Series victory. Such a cool story, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome to see. It's just awesome to see that not only a legendary team, which has been a jumping ground for quite a few drivers these days, including my guy, Ryan Blaney.
Yep.
But, NASCAR has a way of some guys grow up in the sport. We're actually going to be lucky enough every other week moving forward to, starting tomorrow at 8:40 to talk to a guy who grew up in the sport, in Austin Dillon, who's become a friend of the show.
83.
Who's going to be our, I told you when we had him on, he was going to be our special Braves insider for only the morning shift. We still have Grant, but we're going to work Austin in as well.
And Austin knows what he's talking about.
Big Braves guy. But it's hard, and you feel like Joey Logano is a guy we've talked to multiple times, but his dad basically sold a business, and yeah. his business became his son.
Moved to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, and so that's one of those deals that this is completely different, so it's kind of a cool story. And NASCAR has been doing well, and yeah, we do some iRacing, and I need to test Homestead.
Yeah,
coming up on Homestead. Which is our next race. I might have to ask Austin for some tips.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So we'll talk to him tomorrow. And then, like Bo said, every couple of weeks moving forward, drives the number 3 car, which is obviously famous for Dale Earnhardt, but he's the driver of it right now.
He might be able to give us some Morgan Fox tips, since Fox played it in Carolina, and he's a big Panthers fan, too.
There you go. He is a big Panthers fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of which, let's talk about the Hawks for a quick second. And I called this earlier. I think it's the worst loss of the season. I know you had the ones to the Wizards. I think this is the second win in the last 12 for the Brooklyn Nets. They're on a back-to-back. It feels like you were doing some good things until the last couple of games for Atlanta. It just, like, tell me if I'm wrong. It feels like we're going to get to the end of the year and the Hawks are going to slide back into that 8-9 seed after they'd been at 7, and they're going to be one game out of it, and you're going to look for one stretch game where you're like, man, how did they give up that one game? To me, yesterday, this was the one. Like, this was the one you should have gone and won. They were 6-point favorites. I know it's a road game. Think about that. The Hawks in their current state were 6-point favorites on the road, and they didn't, and they let the game get away from them. They had a 10-point lead in the third quarter.
And the problem for me is Detroit's lost. You're half a game ahead of Orlando for the 7, but you're 5 games out of the 6th seed. Detroit, who was red hot for a while, has come back to earth. They're 5-5 in their last 10, which coincidentally so are you. And they've lost 2 straight. You don't lose those 2 games that are winnable games. Now you're what? You're 34-34 instead of 32-36, and you're 3 games. You're 3 games out of that 6th spot, and now it seems doable. But instead, you've lost ground, and you're kind of just going to be stuck there. This is the biggest problem for me with this team in the Trae Young era, and I'm not blaming Trae, but in the Trae Young era, is you're consistently inconsistent.
Yes.
And that's the consistency, is that you're an inconsistent team that can never string seemingly these big winning streaks together and really gain any ground. You just kind of stay mirrored in mediocrity, excuse me.
Dylan, is that a matchup thing? Is that, and I'm gonna heed to you on this. You're the Atlanta Hawks right now. You can beat probably anybody in the NBA and have. You beat the best teams. You also can lose to the worst.
Absolutely.
Is it a matchup thing, or is it just simply effort, scheme, time of the year? Like, what are we dealing with, man? Because I am so ready to get off this roller coaster ride.
I honestly think it's not a matchup. I don't think it's Quinn Snyder's scheme either. To me, it's just a unfortunate kind of habit the Hawks have where they just go into these ruts where they have lapses defensively. If, like, there's not a Dyson Daniels on the field, on the court to keep them together, and they just go into these spots where they just can't get enough stops. Like, offensively, they usually don't struggle enough offensively to where you're worried about, like, man, they might just not score enough to keep up. They're always scoring enough to keep up. It's defensively where they have these lapses, and they have these lapses for stretches of minutes where it's like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. How are we – and there are times where they have really bad turnovers too, Trae Young and just the entire team. So between turnovers and just lapses in defense, where you're like, you can't continue to play this way and let the Nets – like Tyrese Martin, a former Atlanta Hawk who was a G Leaguer most of his time in Atlanta, he dropped 16 points on you, and he looks good. I mean, you just can't have those stretches like that, and that's unfortunately what they do. I mean, when you
tough pill to swallow.
Friday against the Clippers, where you have a 35-8 third quarter, the Clippers went on two separate runs, where 14-0 run in the third quarter at the front end of the third quarter, where they scored the first 11 points, and then a 19-0 third quarter to end the quarter, and you just can't have moments like that if you're the Hawks.
Frustrating, man. Frustrating. I agree with you.